Hey, everybody. It's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood sanity coach, coming at you live with another dose of mom mindset magic. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's probably a little too real for comfort. Emotional turbulence. Ever feel like life is just one roller coaster ride after another? Like you're constantly bouncing between happy high fives and full on meltdown mode? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let those emotional tides drown us. In fact, understanding them can be our secret weapon to actually thriving in this crazy beautiful world. Now, before we go any further, let's get real for a second. Life throws curveballs. It throws M fast and it throws MO. We're talking about everything from unexpected bills to broken appliances, family drama that could rival a soap opera, and of course, the ever-present pressure cooker of trying to juggle it all. Ever feel like you're constantly working on eggshells just waiting for the next thing to explode? Listen, I get it. But here's the thing. Our emotional responses aren't always rational. Sometimes, we react more like toddlers throwing a tantrum than grown-ass adults who are supposed to have this whole adulting thing figured out. And that's okay. But if those emotional eruptions start becoming the norm instead of the exception, it's time to hit the pause button and figure out what's going on. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate those stormy seas. 1. Recognize the triggers. It's like detective work, but for your emotions. Pay attention to what sets you off. Is it a certain person? A specific situation? Maybe even a particular time of day? Once you know your emotional triggers, you can start to develop strategies to cope with them before they take over. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a room full of spiders and expect not to freak out, right? Knowing what your triggers are is the first step to avoiding those emotional spider bites. 2. Take a time out. This isn't about running away from your feelings, it's about creating space for yourself to process them in a healthy way. When things start getting heated, take a few deep breaths and excuse yourself from the situation. Go for a walk, listen to some music, or do whatever helps you calm down and get back to a level head. Remember, sometimes taking a break is the bravest thing you can do. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Ever heard the saying, thoughts become things? Well, there's a lot of truth to that. Our thoughts have a huge impact on our emotions. So if you find yourself spiraling into negativity, try to challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Can I focus on the positive aspects instead? 4. Practice self-compassion. This is a big one, guys. We're so often our own harshest critics. But remember, you're human. You're allowed to make mistakes, have bad days, and feel all those messy emotions. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to your partner, a trusted friend, or even a therapist. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly cathartic and help you gain valuable perspective. Remember, there's strength in vulnerability. Let me share a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine this. You're rushing to get everyone out the door for school and work, juggling lunches, backpacks, and a dog who desperately needs potty break. Suddenly, your child spills their juice all over themselves, the toast burns in the toaster, and the car keys are MIA. It's enough to make even the most zen parent want to scream. But here is where those coping mechanisms come in handy. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's just one little mess up in the grand scheme of things, and you calmly guide your child through getting cleaned up while simultaneously making a mental checklist for next time. You might even have a laugh about it later. That's emotional turbulence handled with grace, folks. So remember, navigating emotional turbulence isn't about avoiding the storms altogether, it's about learning to ride the waves with resilience and calm. By recognizing your triggers, taking timeouts when needed, reframing your thoughts, practicing self-compassion, and seeking support, you can transform those stormy seas into a journey of growth and empowerment. Keep rocking those roller coasters, my friends. And until next time, remember to breathe, be kind to yourselves, and never underestimate the power of a good laugh. Now go out there and conquer those emotional waves like the badasses you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.